I think he was in his 20s when he picked up golf, and it was just like,
he's really good.
It's not too tough, right? Right?
So, he's a good player. He's a good player.
I don't know too many people that can pick up mixed martial arts in their 20s and say it's pretty easy, but maybe there's been a few. Who knows?
Well, you know what? They're getting some really elite athletes, and they're getting elite athletes, I think, earlier, whereas, you know, they used to maybe get them from another sport. They played something else first and came over to mixed martial arts. But I just think they're getting elite athletes earlier on, and the talent pool continues to grow.
Well, with more on that, maybe he can provide some answers from The Athletic. Their MMA senior writer, Ben Folks, joins us on Overdrive. Good afternoon, Ben. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. And I would mention a fellow by the name of Brock Lesnar. Took up MMA kind of late in life. Granted, after being a great college wrestler and then a professional wrestler, but it worked out okay for him.
Yeah, that's true. And I guess there's the Greg Hardys, and you know, there's a few that have, you know, took up the sport a little bit later. And you know, you think of this sport, and you think of, you know, Dana White and UFC taking some jabs really a couple of months ago about this idea of a fight island. Well, now that they're kind of on the cusp of this happening, do you see the sport and UFC maybe being a pioneer in a way?
Well, sure, in a way. And, you know, MMA had a lot of advantages in restarting. And for one thing, if we're going to talk about the fight island, it was not quite exactly what was pitched to us. That, you know, it was presented as if it was going to be this private island. Dana White said he had secured a private island, and it was going to, you know, octagon on the beach and all that. And it's really, it's Yaz Island in Abu Dhabi, which the UFC has been to a few times before. But it's a pretty good location for them to do something like this. And MMA, the structure of it makes it a little easier to return during a pandemic, because if you have a positive test from a fighter or a coach, and almost every fight card the UFC has done since restarting has had at least one, you can pull that one fight off the card, and the whole event can keep going. And it's a lot tougher in team sports, you know, if you're trying to, you know, the NHL trying to restart, and if you have a couple positive tests on the Penguins, it's like, what do? Do you pull them out of the playoffs just because of that? MMA has the advantage of being able to isolate people beforehand, in, you know, just the fighter and his team, and if you lose one fight here or there, you can still go on with the event. The show itself can go on. And even though this one on Saturday, right, UFC 251, they lost the main event for the first time. And fortunately for them, they had a really good replacement in Jorge Masvidal ready to go.
And even that said about being different and being an individual sport, as golf is, and they've made an early entry back into the race too. But Dana White's done a lot of things right through this as well, with details and making sure everything's looked after. And from other sports have to look at it selfishly and say, what can we learn from how they've done things?
Sure, yeah. Well, I think that other sports are going to face kind of just a different situation in how they're going to do it. But I think one of the things that you've seen different with this particular series of events, the events in Abu Dhabi, is the testing has been way more rigorous just to get there and making sure that they're maintaining a little bit more of a bubble. That before, when they had events in Jacksonville or they had events in Las Vegas, and it was kind of, you know, you're testing people when they're in the host hotel, you're testing them before the event. But this one, you know, the fighters, they did their test wherever they were before they flew out. Then they had to quarantine before they could even get on a plane. Then they get on a plane, go to Abu Dhabi, they take another test, quarantine again. You know, been cooped up in a hotel room for a couple days by the time they're finally let out in Abu Dhabi, and then they still have another test to go before they get to actual fight time. And so I think that we're seeing, like, especially for an event like individual sports like mixed martial arts, it can be done. It's just, it's kind of a pain, and it's going to be very, very rigorous process in order to do it right.
Ben Folks from The Athletic joining us on Overdrive. So UFC 251, a.k.a. UFC Fight Island, goes this weekend in Abu Dhabi. And, you know, Gilbert Burns is supposed to be in the, you know, the main fight. He tests positive. He can't go. You mentioned Jorge Masvidal. He's going to go. And this was the fight that everyone had expected initially and really everyone wanted. But it's 6 days. Like how is a fighter able to get ready for fighting for a title in less than a week?
Yeah, it's not ideal. It's not the ideal situation. Yet, if you talk to Jorge Masvidal's teammates, you know, Dustin Poirier was saying recently, and he's a teammate down there, at American Top Team in Florida, and he was saying that Jorge was helping him train for his fight. You know, he fought Dan Hooker not too long ago, and that he was training as if he was going to get the Kamaru Usman fight, even after it seemed like talks had broke down and the UFC was going to go with Gilbert Burns instead when they couldn't agree on a financial situation with Jorge Masvidal. And he said he just never really got out of the gym, that he was working with wrestlers. He was doing all the things that he would normally do if you were going to fight Kamaru Usman for the title. So it's possible that he wasn't, you know, that out of shape or anything when he did get the call. Still, 6 days to just get your mind right and do all that travel and take a whole bunch of coronavirus tests, it's still kind of a stressful situation. But the good news for Jorge Masvidal is he's a veteran of the game. He's 35. He's been doing this since 2003. It's one thing if you take a 24, 25-year-old fighter who's never really been in a big fight before and you throw him into a title shot on 6 days' notice. That's a lot to ask, and it's still a lot to ask of anybody, but when you're a veteran who's been through it before, I've had fighters say to me that the advantage of getting a short-notice fight like that is there's not too much time to sit around and think about it, psych yourself out, and there's not enough time to overtrain and wear your body down. So, you know, there are some pros and some cons here for him, but for Jorge Masvidal, it's kind of now or never. This is the opportunity, this is the fight everybody wanted, and it all kind of worked out, at least for fans, to get the actual fight we wanted for the title here.
I think you answered the question that I had on my mind, and as much as preparing himself, Masvidal, it's, is he prepared to fight the style of fighter he has to fight on a short notice? But I think you said that he was basically preparing as if that were going to happen, even if it weren't.
Well, that's what we've heard anyway. And there's also, when you're fighting a guy like Kamaru Usman, who he is known for pace and pressure, he's not necessarily known for putting people away all at once. He wears people down, and he just is unrelenting. And if you're going into that fight and you kind of know what your own cardio situation is and what your own preparation level is, you might tailor your game plan around that. If you know that you don't have five hard rounds against a grinding wrestler who is just going to be kind of nonstop, then maybe you go out there thinking, I need to end this early, and maybe I'll take some chances in order to make that happen, because I don't want to be here in round five. And, of course, Kamaru Usman, he might know that that's on Jorge Masvidal's mind. We all saw Jorge Masvidal start off a fight with another really good wrestler in Ben Askren by just sprinting right across the cage and kneeing him right in the head, and it was over in 5 seconds. So, you know, that's a really good trick. It's a tough trick to pull off twice, though.
UFC Fight Island goes this weekend in Abu Dhabi. Ben, you do phenomenal work for The Athletic. I know you'll be all over it, and we appreciate you coming on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
There is Ben Foulkes from The Athletic with UFC 251, UFC Fight Island.